parallel with the Simukum Pedal, the Shigi Ainus event, when the Ainus event comes, so you find each of the first Mubala Shem to separate from her husband. From what? Tashma. Not Achot. Do you question for me?
I guess so.
Yeah, the Yeshman Kamas
to give
that.
But there's no Siag, there's no
Tashma, that's it. That's in itself a Siag.
What do you mean? Oh, and
Nigia? Nishuk? Nishuk
is Mutter Maker, I think. We don't do that.
It's Tavel of Bracha, you know.
Okay.
There's some comments to give Vestas of Kuyas for Yom. There's many types of Vestas that are totally in the day. Vesta Chodesh, Vesta Chlover, or the Beirut. Those are the three ones that everybody knows. Then starts the more uncommon one.
Yeah, which I'm
Vesta Shavua. Don't go. Vesta Shavua.
Work on my computer. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
This program I put on, I download it, and I hit run, and nothing happens. It doesn't go. My old computer, it did. I had
it. The DOS-based one or Windows?
I don't know.
That's the one with the new one.
I went to Icky's website. Can you put it on a disk for me?
It's the same one that you get on the site.
I'm doing something wrong.
Link to it.
Yeah, you put a link to it. I'm doing something wrong.
What's
not working.
Like? Yeah, Vesta Shavua. That's, you know what Vesta Shavua is? There's one sheet that holds it, the weekly one, which is obviously you got to get divorced if that happens. Right? You know how to live with your wife unless you can live with her. So, but I guess theoretically, the times of the Gemara. No, even that wouldn't work. So it means it's three consecutive times. It's three times on the same day of the
week.
I have no idea. In other words, let's say 1 week she gets a period, what's today? Monday night?
Yeah.
And she gets a period in 5 weeks on Monday night, and then another 5 weeks Monday night. She now has a Vesta Shavua. Every fifth Monday night.
Really?
Yeah.
I've had that child. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying, how bad is it? How scale of 1 to 10 of a verse? I have no idea. Because I lost it with your brother.
If you sleep with your wife on that day, then you got problems.
So there's no way to live really without your brother.
There is a way to live. You come to Shir, you learn Vestas. That's what you're here for, isn't it?
Yeah, but you.
No? Yeah, you know how to put on filling? You have a computer putting on filling?
Is this a chumrah?
No.
No?
So what can I do? Now it's very interesting because this vest can only be three times. Once you hit a fourth, if you can answer this question, then you don't have to come to this exchange because that means you know vestas very well. Once it's a fourth time, it's not nigga anymore, that's the shavuot. The fourth consecutive period that she sees it on the Monday night, it's no longer a Vesta Shavua. What is it?
1 second.
Which one does it turn into?
The
Bainus? Is not, no such thing as the best Bainus. Bainus is a Fashash. She doesn't have a Vesta
Shavua.
Oh, a Flugger, why?
It's
Kavua to the week, to the day of the week.
Now it's
Kavua
to the fifth week. Month is 5 weeks, six cycles, basically.
If every 3 weeks, that means she's seeing on the same Haslava. Right? She sees tonight, Monday night, and then she sees, let's do a simpler case, 2 weeks from now, Monday night, what's her Haslava? 14
days. 18 days?
15 days. By the way, we count each of the day. You count each period day twice. Right? So Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, Monday. 15 days, right? She sees 2 weeks later on a Monday night, what's enough logo?
Yeah, 20 minutes,
what? 2 weeks later, she sees what's the vest? She sees a period tonight, gets a period tonight. 2 weeks from tonight, she gets a period again. So that's two consecutive Monday nights she got a period. What else is that besides that she got a period on Monday night?
Right?
Now, 2 weeks from 2 weeks from now, she gets a period again on a Monday night. What was the Aslogo?
15 days again.
15. Right? So how many Aslogos does she have so far?
Three.
Two Aslogos.
Three
periods. She now has a best kavua for Monday night because she saw three consecutive periods on a Monday night. That's called a best kavua l'shua. She only has two aflogas, right? Because in order to make aflog, you need two periods. Right? She has two aflogas of 15 and three Monday nights. So she's kaveh best shavua. When she gets it on the fourth time on a Monday night, now she has a best aflog of 15 because she saw three consecutive. And a Vesta Flogger is more common than a Vesta Shavua, therefore the Vesta Flogger kicks out the Vesta Shavua.
I thought you were talking about the fifth Monday, or every fourth Monday.
Well, we were using every fifth Monday. It doesn't make a difference.
Every Vesta Shavua
after the fourth time of having it gets turned into a Vesta Flogger. I told you that if you get this right away, that means you don't have to.
I feel like I need to come to share with three months, though. Why is that? I don't understand how that works.
It doesn't have to be a month. Just has to be.
Well, no, every fourth Monday. That's just every fourth Monday.
Right.
So that's 3 months, no?
So
how does it turn?
Period. That's not going to do with month. It has to do with period.
Right. So
every fourth Monday. So every fourth Monday is a flogger of 29. Right?
Okay.
So after four periods on Monday night, she has a kavua for a flogger of 29. Right? That's why Vesh Shavua is very odd vest, where it could only be for 1 month, according to that sheet. You can only have the vest Shavua for 1 month. Then it's either Nekar, or it turns into, it's Nekar temporarily, or it turns into a flog.
Is this such a thing where it comes out at the same time, one time it's Shkia, one time it's before Shkia, one time it's after Shkia, and then we throw it off?
Sure.
It's already
down
the same
7 o'clock. Right, so it works with the sun. We'll get to all that. Anyway, so it's over here. Vesta Chodesh, Vesta Flogger. Okay, Ayin Beinin, this is not a vest. We never hear that. Scoop it up.
Oh, I just have
Ayin Beinin, this is not a vest. Ayin Beinin, this is if a woman does not have a vest kavua, she has to keep Ayin Beinin. Alright, what's Ayin Beinin? The 30th day.
Lamed.
Not Lamed. The 30th day.
What
Lamed? No, I mean, it's Lamed. It's Lamed. It's not Lamed of the month.
No,
it's 30th day.
Lamed in the calendar.
Yeah. Okay. Vest HaDilug. You know what Vest HaDilug is?
Just a
month. Every month, it goes up a day. Now, what if, let's say, she gets on Aleph Chodesh, next month Beis, next month Gimel. So after 3 or 4 months, which we'll get to, then she has to be Chodesh for the next day.
Well,
the Machlok sort of works backwards. We pass the Lamaisa that it does go backwards, but then backwards to when? Yeah, but at some point, see, the problem with going backwards is at some point it's got to end. Not to the date, what do you mean?
No, but if a woman sees 28,
30,
28,
30, you're talking about Haflogah
or
Chodesh? Which one? Chodesh is the day of the month. And Haflogah is the day in between.
No, but that's not... That's not
see, the Haflogah at some point has to stop, otherwise she's going to have a 30 straight.
If she goes 30,
29, 28, 30, 28, 30, 28, 30, 28, 30, 28, 30, 28, 30, 28, 30, going around and around. We're talking about 30, 29, 28, 27, 22. She goes back to 30. Right. And so on and so forth.
But that's
a big shot. When that's in a Vesta Dilug, what happens if she, let's say she sees 28, let's go with the normal case. 28, 29, 30. We're getting ahead of ourselves, obviously. 28, 29, 30, 31, 32. 6 months, 33, 34, and then the next month, she sees 39. So the next month, what does she weigh? 40? Or 35, what she was expecting?
No. Up by one.
Goes up by one, but...
No,
the
always up by one.
That one was from 34 to 35.
But
she's probably going to have to keep 39, because that's what the last month was.
So
does she have to keep 34 days from 39 or 40 days from 30? Why? What's 40 days?
One day up
is from 34 to 35, not the 40.
The first three, and then after that,
I think we don't. We'll get to that, but this dealing is a very complicated case. I know guys have asked me that happened to dealing. Guy actually had dealing, and then she got pregnant. Getting into last week's subject, like what happens after 2 years with that? Right, we said you take up the vest, you take up the period from where you left off, right?
That's what we do
the
most.
Yeah.
The final.
Yeah, the final.
You have to be marking on both sides.
Yes, yeah.
I thought you saw fresh after the baby.
Not if you have vest kavua.
Right? Is that
for I'm telling you, this guy asked me. That he looked, he went, it was up, and then she got pregnant. So he's telling me what should be the best. I said, I don't think what's the shiloh. Let's say she was expecting 35th day in a month. So 2 years after the baby's born, or like we saw in the halacha, 3 months after, if she gets a period for consecutive months, whenever it kicks in, the best. So she takes it up from where she left off. And then he told me, no, Badei HaShulchan, and I missed this Badei HaShulchan. Claire, maybe you have to measure every month it went up. So maybe her plug-in out like 60 because she's gone 24, she's gone 33 months without a period.
The first 2 months after the 2 years.
Right, but what do you do? What day do you keep?
I think for those first 2 months,
there's going to be a point where someone just says, okay.
That means for the first 2 months you don't do anything?
No.
You just put, yeah, it's 2 months, 2 years,
why
2 months?
More, 2 years and 9 months. 9 months of pregnancy plus 2 years of nursing.
Let's say she's
9 months not nursing. No, I'm saying the 2 years.
Yeah, but that's what we said. We said so.
But now what do you do? She can have months, a whole month, more. Almost impossible. Unless she physically
won't. The first 3 months, it won't be over her best career. Then she sees right. Some.
Can she purposely disrupt her what's it called?
But after that, it'll take over.
Yeah, would that count?
If that's the case, let me just purposely...
No, but not birth control, the what's it called stuff.
Anything that's medically changed will not uproot the vegetable.
Let's say she's going to get a deep every day. She knows she's going to get a vegetable when she takes the pills and then it kicks it off a day. That doesn't count?
It's very complicated, but from what I understand...
You know what I'm talking about, not the birth control, the other stuff.
The homeopathic stuff?
No, the stuff that
holds off the period?
Yeah.
Estrogen only. It's also birth control, it's just
estrogen. The Trumpist needed stuff.
It's just estrogen, that's all, it's the mini pill, basically.
What? But they say that's not what's it called.
It is birth control, it's just estrogen only. That's what they give pregnant women, well, nursing women. Okay, whatever it is, whatever. There's probably a million types. I mean, there are a million types.
How many are this year?
No, a million different types of birth control pills.
I thought she was in work. It stopped there for like 20 minutes.
That's what I told you.
But he doesn't talk about anything. He doesn't get anything.
No. The first 20 minutes he's discussing the Marsham.
Yeah.
Oh, then yours might kind of cut off later. Then.
But they have a whole thing. The one that I'm talking about is Arnold Williams. He has like a 10-page medical paper on...
He has three shiurim on birth control,
no,
but it's not on the practical.
He wrote a medical paper with a doctor on some type of pill for chuppas nida. You didn't see that?
Estrogen only. Is it English or Hebrew?
It's in English. He wrote
a
medical article.
Link it to me. Send it to me.
That he wrote with some doctor.
Send me the link.
Yeah. I printed it out. I don't know where it is.
Anyway,
it's
all fine.
Huh? But it's all fine.
What's all fine?
All the birth control is fine.
Fine halachically? Yeah, but a lot of Rabbanim don't like when the women get involved with the chasm. Yeah, called staining. The Moshe's going to like the pill at all because of the staining.
I thought the first 20 minutes, I did get out of it. He said that people think that everything's okay and they're wrong. That's what I took out of the first 20 minutes.
And why are you surprising the very? Why are they macho? Why are they very macho versus? Yeah.
Is that coming? I didn't straight part out. He says anything is fine, just no comment.
Right.
He says is that coming?
For whatever reason you want.
No, within his head there.
Within his head, it's fine.
Oh.
That's the diluk fine. So that's diluk. V'yesh tei vestas she'en atulim b'yom. Now there's two vestas. One of them is mamish negeya, and for some reason the velt doesn't just not go to it. Yeah? There's two other vestas that have nothing to do with day. One is vest haguf, and vest ha'aynis. Sometimes the body will give you symptoms that the period's coming. Right? That's vest haguf. Cramps. Cramps would be the most common one.
We don't
rely on hot flashes.
It's not hot.
Listen, I'm happy you think only during that time. No, when it means that the government has to be something completely out of the ordinary. According to that, there are those that clear maybe that's considered a hot. No, because you don't know when the period is coming. It means it's imminent. You don't know when.
She knows that those cramps are only associated with the period.
Don't call me whatever you do, because it's a headache.
How do you,
I hate to make it there. We'll be calling you a bathroom.
How do you get
there? I ain't going to the hook in this without your permission first.
You can go to him. You just won't understand what you're talking about.
How do you get this?
Get what?
Does anyone have this?
How does one get it?
Yeah.
That's it, yeah. It's a plot.
People have this?
There are people that have it, yeah.
What are they doing the last time?
Whenever it is that these cramps come, or the headaches, or pimples, and they know that it's exclusive
like
to the period,
rest?
And then they know, then it gets,
within,
then it gets more complicated.
How long
from when she gets the simon
to
when the period comes? That's already a different machlokes. I personally never have it, I've heard of.
And they really have to keep like a vest for this.
What?
Whatever time period is halakhically defined, they have to keep like a vest? Well, they have to start, once they start feeling
what?
Like, whatever time period is halakhically defined, they have to keep as a vest?
No, so meaning, let's say she gets the cramps today, but she knows the period's not coming for 2 days, so she can be with her husband till the 2 days.
Even if the vest, the regular vest, was within those 2 days?
If she has a kavua.
If, let's say she has a regular vest, and then she has this vest haguf the day before, the next day when her regular
vest...
You're talking
about vest haguf kavua or vest haguf she'en a kavua?
Let's say she has a vest haguf kavua.
Right?
On
she
a Tuesday.
Can't, then she won't
and
have any other vest.
Oh,
she has a vest haguf kavua, everything, yeah, it'll override
everything.
Yeah, kavua. But you could have a kavua to the guf and it'll override everything.
Okay. Tell me, if a woman gets cramps.
The shiloh, what makes the kavua is the best, she ain't a kavua. Let's say, pumps 1 month, a woman gets mad headaches that she never got, and then she gets a period the next day. Do you have to be cautious the next time she gets these mad headaches?
So that
doesn't make a difference if it's 6 months later.
If a woman gets.
So what's the.
Lahari, yeah, but did you ever hear of anybody keeping this?
If a woman gets cramps,
I tell you, you have to be aware.
Yeah, but not like.
You have to be aware if she feels certain symptoms constantly. That's what we say. I mean, the Bada Shulchan says he doesn't understand why the person don't discuss it.
If a woman gets cramps the night before she gets a period, so all the other now she has
no. She until it's kavua.
She always gets cramps before her period. She knows that she gets
if
cramps.
She can somehow
and
pin
she
it
goes,
down.
I'm getting my period within 24 hours.
She could pin it down to an exact time. And she does it 3 months in a row, then she will have a best kavula. That's the thing. Even the women that get it don't have a set time.
One day.
Well, something like a day later, 2 days later. You know what I mean?
And that would go the same by pregnancy also. If she had a kavula before pregnancy, it's no different than the regular
one. Yeah. That's called, that's the einus. That's the einus, something else. That's the einus is something external causes her to get a period. Like jumping, or extreme exercise, or like some fights and say the husband hitting her.
What happens?
We're not hiding anything yet.
What happens if she gets a headache? She doesn't get every month, but she knows if she gets that headache.
No, because once she gets a period without the headache.
No, once she knows she gets this type of headache, she's having it in the next day.
Okay, so la'alang v'hemshech ha'simen b'chor to achas la'achas, we're going to explain each one as we go through. Right? V'im matza kesem, this is also very negeh. If she finds a stain, or sharat adam yidei b'dika zei, or she sees dam with a b'dika, v'ro la'alang v'simen kufsali im chashim v'dam v'shom v'yat v'tati chashash because of a vest. Right? Okay, so we'll get to that. We actually got to that. Remember what the dinner is with that? A woman sees dam on a b'dika cloth. So is that a vest? Meaning a woman on the second day of the Shemini Kiyum, she sees dam on a b'dika cloth. She now has to keep that as a vest?
We see it as part of the first.
Well, the Shemini is why that is, but not partial. Some place will hold, no, some place will hold that as a vest.
A vest for what?
She sold that.
Maybe.
It depends on the case. Okay? So that's now there's something interesting just on the bottom of the footnote, Aleph. That we know that in order to make a vest kavua, you need to see either all nights or all day. Right? We know that?
What?
All the periods have to be all night or all day. But a vest have good, it doesn't have to be. That's the goof can be in night day. She gets the cramps at night. Because it has nothing to do with day and night. That's the goof has nothing to do with day and night. It's when the body shows up. Huh? Okay. We are.
Okay.
Yeah, don't even ask how long the